Hello and welcome everyone to Transcend Trauma, Heal Your Past to Thrive Now online event. I am your host, Tanya Penny. I'm an occupational therapist, illness and trauma guide, spiritual alchemist, and author of the Connect with the Divine You book and journals. And I'm hosting this event again this year because I'm devoted to supporting you to finally heal that past trauma, PTSD, and depression so that you can thrive now and live a life full of peace, joy, love, and fully live your soul's purpose. So today, I am beyond excited to share with you the wisdom of Stephanie Banks. We're going to be diving into the topic of channeling to heal trauma. So for those of you that are new to Stephanie, Stephanie is a highly sought-after intuitive channel, mentor, and guide who helps people connect on the soul level. She channels from the perspective of any soul currently on the planet, souls on the other side, purely non-physical beings such as spirit guides, as well as trees, animals, and Gaia. Stephanie, thanks for being here today with us.
No, thank you, my dear sister. It's a pleasure to be here and chat with you.
Yes, I know that what we share today is probably going to be pretty amazing and powerful for a lot of people that are new to channeling. So I guess, first of all, I would like to just ask for those that are new, can you explain like what is channeling?
Yeah, for me, channeling is connecting to divine energy and divine wisdom, basically to our divinity, because I don't think of it as something that's outside of ourselves. It's something that's within. And in my flavor of it, if for me, it comes through with language and with imagery and with kind of some almost movies when I have my eyes closed, and I'm able to ask questions of really any being, any soul, any energy, any spirit guide, even the natural world, and receive beautiful healing insights and support for every aspect of our lives. So, but there's so many different forms of channeling. Art is one. Music is one, dance, you know, writing. When we write, we are also channeling. So I just get really excited anytime I have an opportunity to talk about it, because people see what I do and they wonder, could they do that too? And the answer is always yes. Yes, you can. We're doing it all the time. We just need to trust ourselves.
We don't even know that's what we're doing, right?
Yeah.
We don't even know it. But yeah, I mean, energy is always flowing through us and guidance is flowing through us. So I'm glad that you said that, that we can do it for ourselves. And I don't know if that's something you teach, but I know that is something that's out there, more and more in the mainstream. And, I almost want to just go into, I was going to ask you the question, how can channeling support us to heal trauma? So I'm going to share my experience that I had with you, but I'd like you to maybe share a little bit first what you've seen. Outside of my story, what you've seen and how you know that channeling can support people to heal trauma.
Well, I'm not a trauma expert, unlike you, so I'm really happy to hear your take on all of it. But what I understand about trauma is that when we do not allow opportunities for it to heal and let it move through, it exacerbates, right? And it can create physical ailments and unwellness and disrupt our sleep and create all sorts of emotional challenges as well. So when we go to directly to the soul essence of relationships, and almost always when I'm channeling, it has to do with relationships, because that's where we do our most, our best growth, right? And
well,
even
and
if
where
it's
most and where most traumas occur is you know,
absolutely
not in independently, it usually involves another person.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Excellent point. And therefore we can grow and learn, you know, from that. And sometimes it's our relationship to ourselves as well that's looking for healing. And so I tune into whatever the soul energy is of the person that that we're asking for. And so, for example, if you have a difficult relationship with a parent and you want to hear from their higher self, their higher self, at least in the way that I channel, will bring forward what will be helpful and useful and beneficial to you. It will not be dark and heavy and disruptive. it will be something that you can use for your healing, for the opening of your heart, for a deeper understanding of how and why the relationship is or was the way that it is or was. And what sometimes just having that understanding is enough to move energy so we are not stagnated in the reprocessing of that which has been traumatizing for us. So I work with a lot of people who are suffering in their relationships or in their conceptualization and perception of things that have happened in their relationships, and really holding on to certain aspects of it, understandably, because they don't understand what else they could do about that. So when we go to the soul and we say, hey, tell us, what we need to know about you as a soul being, about you, why you're here. What's the nature of our relationship? How can I be healthier within this? How can I support myself? Sometimes the answer is run, move away from me as quickly as you need to take care of yourself. Sometimes the relationship is to lean in a little bit closer, but to do so in a way that is very self-compassionate and self-loving. This is what channeling can do when we go to the soul level. We're peeling away the layers of what we are adhering to with regards to our personality, and we're going bigger, we're going more vast, and that can be very healing.
Well, and I would say this is, from a spiritual standpoint, right? The soul and the spiritual standpoint, I think everybody, well, maybe not everyone, people in my circle, we're looking for meaning, right? We're looking for understanding and meaning of why would my soul have wanted to experience this? And so, being able through channeling with you, we can get that information, right? Like, why would my soul have wanted to have this traumatic experience? That can often bring, at least for me, some relief and peace. But then also, I think the other piece as well is when you say we can connect with other souls and get information from them. So I had an experience with you, which was hugely transformational that I just want to share with everyone, what it did for me. I've had a very challenging relationship with my mother, and she's still on the planet, but we no longer communicate. And I was part of one of Stephanie's group channeling events when you were doing those. And for me, what happened is my mom's soul actually, you were like, she's not going to leave me alone, right? So I had the question, my question was, have I fulfilled my part in my soul agreement with my mother? Or is there something more that I'm to do to fix, right, with this relationship? And it was so fascinating, because I almost did ask, can you connect with my mother's soul? And then I didn't. And then, but you said, you're like, your mother is not going to leave me alone unless I let her see. And what followed after that were so many things that I needed to hear, that she wanted me to know, and a lot about my strength, and a lot about just essentially it helped me come to peace with no, there's nothing. The message was there was nothing for me. Now, this might not be true for everybody, but there was nothing else for me to do. That I had done what I was meant to do, and now the ball was in her court if she chooses. From her soul, to follow along with that. So I was telling Stephanie before we started the recording that that was months ago. When was that? Like back in February or March?
I think so.
Yeah, and I've just had such a deeper peace now with that information from my mom's soul that again, anytime that I maybe start to feel a little bit of angst around it, I will go and re-listen to that piece. And it really it still brings tears to my eyes just even thinking about it. It was so reassuring because I think a lot of us too, who are still dealing with unresolved trauma, we often think, it's because I need to do more, right? There's something more I need to do to heal this, especially if it's somebody that's still living on the planet that's part of that trauma. But in this case, right, there was nothing, there is nothing more for me to do at this point unless she makes a move. So yeah, I wanted to share that, because I had no idea when I came through the door, I had no idea that a channeling could do something like that for me. So yeah, I just
Yeah.
want to thank you again for that, Stephanie. That was hugely powerful. And then I also want to speak to a recent situation for yourself. Your father recently has left the planet, and I guess how does channeling help you in that way with dealing with that and that grief and that loss and that trauma of losing somebody you love?
Yeah. I will talk about that, and I want to touch on something else just to add to what you were
Yeah.
saying. When we are grown, adult children, right? We are still our parents' children, even though we are adults. That relationship can be so complicated and with so many different facets and layers and memories and components to it. We can also feel just by default that we're somehow responsible for this situation or the status of the relationship or the lack of communication. And I think that's just a very natural thing for children, many, certainly myself growing up, because I had a mom who struggled with mental illness. And I still will find myself taking on responsibility for other people's emotional states as a default. I recognize it now and I know how to release that, but it's a very practice thing. It's a very, I want to normalize that
Oh yeah,
many,
thank
many
you.
people, yeah, have that. And this is also an opportunity for growth. So that's the beauty of it. And I'm so glad you got so much out of that channeled message. And that's why I trust channeling, because if you maintain yourself as a high vibrational, loving, energetic being, and that's the energy you bring in, and that's the energy I nourish myself with, then I know and trust that what's going to come through is going to be supportive. The things that we conjure in our minds and the stories that we tell ourselves generally are so just damaging, and heartbreaking. So, but channeling divinity, the divine energy, it's always love. It's only love. So even if it's a troubled soul or a young soul who's here really in service to themselves and their own personal experience, that does and says some harsh or damaging things in their journey, we can still feel safe in the understanding and the growth that's there once we do have that layer more understood and can learn how to either protect ourselves better, take better care of ourselves, or in your case, let go. Your mom granted you freedom. She said, "You're good. You've
This was our
given me."
agreement. Yeah.
Yes.
This was our agreement in this lifetime. And I think, yeah, I'm so glad that you're speaking to all of that, because sometimes it, like you said earlier, sometimes it means we lean in and sometimes it means it's done, right? The agreement is fulfilled, or it's complete. And yeah, so thank you for sharing. Yeah.
Well, and so regarding, so I had very different journeys with both of my parents passing. My mother passed 11 years ago, and her passing followed a 15-year journey with dementia. It was absolutely exhausting. It was depleting. It was overwhelming. It was frustrating. It was maddening. And then, of course, it was also beautiful and transformational and connecting in other moments. But when she passed, just pure relief came over me. I was grateful for her freedom from all this suffering that the dementia had, created. I was grateful for the relief for myself because it was a very, very heavy, difficult time to manage what she needed. And my relationship now with her on the other side is joyful and mostly birds, that's our animal of connection. And I can hear her laughter in my ears, and it's a pure loving contact and connection. And so that's lovely. I had a dream about her last night. Every time I dream about her, she's well. She and in my dream, I am trying to figure out, how did you go from being so involved in your dementia to being perfectly fine? I'm actually cognitively working this through in my dream. So, but with my father was my person. He was like, there aren't really words to describe the relationship that we shared. And I was his person. And this was such a beautiful, clear, clean relationship. It wasn't when I was growing up. Then we did not have that. But in adulthood, we did. And I had been mentally preparing for his passing, or thinking that I was, for at least 10 years, just out of fear, out of what will I do? How do I live on this planet without this person that I can call, that I can go visit, that I can, tap into for the most wonderful advice ever? And so I knew, he was ill for a long time, and I knew that he was close to passing. And I assumed I'd be able to have conversations with him about, hey, how will we stay connected when you're on the other side? What are you going to send me? Is it going to be a feather? Is it going to be $5? Is it going to be? But we didn't ever have that conversation, which is very odd to me, given what I do and what I believe, that I would not.
I was going to say, did he know what you?
Oh yes,
Okay,
he was
okay. I
a big
wasn't sure if he knew
supporter of
what
my
you. Okay,
work. Yes,
okay.
yes. He sometimes had me channel for him.
I was going to ask that. Yeah.
Yeah. He actually went to a business meeting one time at his office and announced, I met with my medium last night, and this is what she told me. And the people there were like, what is he talking about? But so yeah, he was greatly supportive of my work. He used to say, I don't understand what you do, but I know you are really good at it. So that was good enough for me. But when he so we never talked about how we would continue our journey once he was no longer in body. I do want to encourage everybody to have this conversation, though. If you have a living, person that is open to this, it can be so wonderful and illuminating and great fun to explore this. But sometimes you don't have that conversation, and for no good reason. We just didn't. We were just doing life and having other conversations. So I see the messages that he's leaving for me. It is feathers, actually. They're everywhere. They're in like every time I'm outside walking, I see them in multiples, not all bunched together, because that's not a good sign. That means a bird has suffered or died. But scattered about, and dreams, he communicates with me. And when I'm in a, in my mind, in a way that I would naturally turn to him and don't feel like I have him to talk to, I'll say it out loud. Okay, Dad, we have to do it this way now. So let me practice this way. What I like to ask you is, and then I will pose the question. And immediately I hear him saying, okay, this is how you're going to go about it. This is how you're going to do it. And
You
it's
hear,
clear.
so you hear the voice.
Yes, I hear, but it's a different, as it's a different sort of hearing. There's no sound waves coming through, my ear cells, but it is a hearing through a knowing. And it's his voice that I know, and it's certainly the things that I could have, a lot of which I could have guessed that he might have said. But that's not to be discounted. That's actually to be included. So I want to encourage people, if you try doing this and you think you're making it up, please keep going, because the combination of you making it up, using your imagination, being open to that, using what you knew of that person, that's required for a really good, beautiful connection in the beyond. And so yeah, so it was it yeah,
Yeah, I'm
it's
just like I'm thinking as you're saying all that, like because we can all do it, and I'm not we all have different flavors and stuff, but yeah, I'm thinking of my own. It's so much easier for me when I'm working with a client for things like that to come through for them. But for myself, it's a little bit It's a little bit more challenging.
Yes. That's
So,
where the inner work comes in. That's where, yeah, we have all of us have, myself included, a lot of work to do to clear out. Most of it is just doubt,
Not good
honestly.
enough, right? Not good enough.
Yes.
And
Why would this person, this soul communicate with me? Worthiness issues, insecurity, or sometimes it's stuff from our upbringing. Sometimes it's religious beliefs that will have people shy away from this. Sometimes it's often it's fear, about, oh my gosh, what if I can do this? What is that? Will my whole life change? Will all of my relationship, will I lose my friendships? Will people believe me? Will they institutionalize? There's a lot of things that we can carry in as fear around this. Keep going anyways, because it's far more beautiful than you can imagine. And there's so much more to this three-dimensional experience than we've been led to believe. So let's discover.
Well, and a lot of our gifts are, I'm saying as we move into the 5D, which is talked about a lot now, like more of our gifts are coming through,
Yeah.
are opening up is another way to say it. And,
Yeah.
and in all of these traumas that we've experienced, again, if we can take a moment just from a spiritual lens, again, to remind everybody that, on whatever level we wanted to experience these things. But again, to have that understanding and meaning is really important, and that's what you're able to do when you're channeling for people. And I just want to go to your back to your dad a moment, even your mom. So your mom had mental illness, your dad had many different cancers. And so when your mom was mental illness and then it moved into dementia, were you able to connect with her soul and to get like information as to like if she could heal the dementia or heal the mental illness? Or I don't know if you were doing those kind of things way back then, but I'm just curious if that was
Yeah.
something.
So I do have to credit my mother for my discovery of my channeling gift, because it was during my walk with her through her dementia that I asked a friend of mine to please, who was a very gifted channel. I say was because she's on the other side now, but I asked her, would you please channel my mom? I have no idea what I'm supposed to do with this woman. We are not,
Wow.
it's such a struggle to even communicate, just because of the nature of what dementia is and does. And so I didn't ever ask through channeling if my mother could or would heal her mental illness or her dementia. The questions I focused on was, what do you need from me? How can I be both supportive to you and also take amazing, exquisite care of myself? Because I was very afraid I would lose myself in the care of her. My mom was a force. She would command all of the energy in a room, and that can be lovely and fun, but with dementia in the mix, it's not actually lovely or fun, the type of dementia she had anyhow. So I really needed to know, how can I understand our journey together a little more clearly, so I can better serve, and not just her, but me too.
And I love that you said that because I think too, so many of us with, because of our traumas, unresolved traumas, we have taken on what I call that superhuman role and, constantly giving and helping other people. And we deplete ourselves. We deplete ourselves. I think that is one of the secondary side effects of trauma. Is that lack of self-care and that constantly doing and giving and pleasing others. So I think that's amazing that you had that insight to ask that. Like, well, how can I give to you, but not,
Yes.
not deplete myself? And with your dad, kind of the same question, were you able to go in and talk to his soul and ask like why were the cancers happening and what did to do in order to try and heal them? Was that something that occurred?
Well, I didn't ask. I had a really clear understanding of the why the certain types of cancers that he had. And I understood that, like, from the energetic et cetera. So I felt like I had a grasp on that. I feel like with him, when I do connect with him, it's now it's all about me. It's about how I, what how I can continue to utilize his wisdom and his humor and his insights and all the gifts that I really desperately miss having in live conversation. But prior to channeling him with him on the other side, we were able to have we had such great communication that I could ask him personally, like over dinner, about certain aspects and things that he would want. And my dad was a real cut and dry kind of person, and he didn't need much, ask for much, and was so happy to be of service to others. So it was a simple and easy relationship to have with him. It was uncomplicated, and that's unusual, I realize, with parent relationships. So it was very refreshing, and we had 11 years to heal together from the trauma of my mother's dementia, because it has been 11
Right,
years
that was
since
traumatic
yeah.
for him
Yeah.
too, of course.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. And I did learn from another channeler what my parents' agreement was with each other. And I will tell you that opened up a massive understanding for me so that I could step out of the role that I was playing of like swooping in with my superhero cape
Yep,
and
peacekeeper, mediator. Yep.
yes.
Yes, another
Yeah.
superhuman trait, absolutely.
Exactly. And at some point, my mother's soul did communicate to me as well while she was alive. Back up, this is my relationship with your father.
Wow, very cool. Yeah, I think, so many listening, I know the trauma started, at home. It started with mom, it started with dad, and even their relationship. Like my parents had a very volatile relationship. At some point, I'd love to explore that with you in a session. But yeah, it's fascinating because those initial traumas, mom, dad, their relationship with each other, they imprint on us. So even if we can have, deeper understanding of that as well, I think helps to bring peace, yeah, and some relief. And we talked a little bit about this before, but the illness piece. And I had asked you a question before we started recording. Are you able to go in and connect with someone's higher self soul and ask questions about illness? And I'm saying illness because trauma and illness go so hand in hand, right? Traumas live in the body and create an illness if they go unresolved. And so I'm just thinking for myself right now, like GI issues, like this has been since birth, maybe even in utero, given what my mother consumed. But yeah, are you able to help people to go in and connect with their soul and ask, like, is this healable in this lifetime? And what are those people that will help me to do that? Is that something that do?
Yeah, we can definitely do that. So I'm really clear that I'm not a medical medium, so I do not no diagnosing of anything, and I also do not do energy healing in that I don't manipulate energy to solve, these ailments or physical issues. How, having said that, there is so much available to us by way of understanding the underlying energetics of any injury or illness that we have. And so, if you take GI issues as an example, right? Like what are we requiring ourselves to digest that we just can't and shouldn't? So we can ask for the person's higher self to come in and give insight around this is what this is what the body, the physicality is dealing with. Here are some ways to create opportunities for healing. We have guides of health and well-being is what I call them. So I will call on them and ask if I have a client who's struggling with an ongoing health issue or something that's really sticking around despite interventions, et cetera. And yeah, there's been incredible stuff that comes through. Sometimes it's particular types of healing modalities that are suggested. It's not that they are the answer, but they can be part of a coming around to healing. Sometimes it has to do with relationships that need to be released. Sometimes it has to do with something as simple as sleep, the way we're resting, how often, like there we need to give time and space for our cells to regenerate and for our minds to settle and quiet. So sometimes it's simple, sometimes it comes in a list format and it's quite lengthy, but there's always information and insight because our souls do want us to have beautiful, healthful journeys. Even if we've called in some things for growth that have to do with disruptions to physical well-being, ultimately, that's what we all want. Our spirit does want us to be well and strong and resilient.
Beautiful. And yeah, I'm just like thinking, I have so many questions for when I have a session. It's like, yeah, why, like, so why? I mean, I do know why some of these, my GI, I know why my GI issues are there. But yeah, I think it's just fascinating. Again, like, why would we have called in? Why would we have wanted to experience that trauma? Whatever it was can bring some peace. And then again, how can I move forward with healing it? Because I don't know if you find this, but this is something that's been coming up quite a bit for me lately, is seeing how in past lives it was like the trauma didn't get resolved there. So now in this lifetime, it's like my soul asked to have these experiences, not the same experiences, but similar, to bring up those past life traumas. And I'm just curious if that's something you see as well. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because that's actually what I learned about my parents was that in my question to the channeler, this was like 20 years ago, was why is my father so completely, fully devoted and attentive to every single thing my mother wants and needs? Like, I've never seen a relationship like this before. And, the channeler said when she was channeling that in another lifetime they were partnered and he did not show up fully to his agreements. So this lifetime is their opportunity to, for yes, I know I have the chills every time I say it and I've repeated this. I can't tell you how many times, but this was his opportunity to clear that, to show up full. And boy, oh boy, did he.
You did it.
Yeah, he
That's
did it
cool.
and then some. I mean, it was, and once I learned that, I was like, oh, I do need to back up. Like, this is not, has nothing to do with me. He needs to be in service to her in all of these ways because that is what they have contracted to do. And let them complete that. And they did. And now I just can only imagine the joy and celebration that is occurring, between these souls who have completed this commitment, this karmic energy cycling, whatever you want to call it, together. What an important, impactful thing. And that I got to witness it, what a blessing.
Oh my gosh, amazing. Like, truly, truly, really amazing. Oh, yeah. So, wow. We touched on a lot today, and I know that a lot of people are going to be interested in potentially having a session with you, Stephanie. I know that we talk about being able to channel for ourselves, and it takes practice. And so I know a lot of people will find some comfort and having a session with you, and that you are, first of all, I just want to tell everybody that they can find more information about you and the kind of work that you do at your website, which the link is below this video. But then you also have a really generous offer for us. You are offering a $100 discount on private sessions. And I'm just, yeah, thank you so much. That is super generous. And you do 30-minute or 60-minute sessions, correct?
Both. Yeah,
Wonderful.
both.
So you can either have a 30 or 60-minute session and receive $100 off. And the coupon code's below with the link, but it's Transcend Trauma Discount, three words. But just copy and paste that code below so you can schedule a session with Stephanie and shed some light on your trauma and how to more deeply heal it and connect with other souls and have that understanding as well. Again, that was hugely, I didn't even know that that was going to happen when I came onto the group with you for that group channel that you did. It was amazing, really, really powerful and really helpful. So just want to thank you for sharing what you did today and being vulnerable and just for the work that you do. It's really important.
Thank you so much, Tanya, and thank you for your work in the world and following your dharma. I think we're bringing a lot of light, and that's exactly what our souls came to do.
Absolutely. Right? Because, typically healing trauma, it's I'm not going to say it's easy or fun, but if we're able to see it as part of our journey to grow and to learn and again having that spiritual perspective, I think that gives us the strength. And also helps us to pull out of that lower vibrational victim energy. I always like to say you may have chosen to be victimized, but we are not victims. We are hugely powerful souls. And thank you for helping us to connect with that power of our soul and other souls. I think that's so important. So thank you.
Thank you too.
And I just want to thank everyone again. This deeper work that we're here doing is really important, not just for ourselves, but ultimately to help heal the planet and lift the vibration of the planet. So, when people say to me, but I want to help the planet heal, it's doing your own inner work. That is, so important. And then once we get to the other side, or not maybe fully to their side, so many of you are meant to help others as well. And I know so many here are healers, coaches, guides, supporting other people to heal trauma. So thank you. Thank you for continuing to do your own work and then sharing the love. And I just want to make sure to remind everybody, you are a leader, whether you think you are or not. You're here because you're a leader, to make sure that you share this really important event with others so that you and them can find your next piece to your healing puzzle. So thank you, everyone, and I look forward to seeing you soon. Namaste. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you.